Wastewater treatment is a major process for the removal of contaminants to help achieve the total maximum daily loads, TMDL, from point sources of pollution. Wastewater consists of liquid waste from domestic origin as well as from industrial processes, and it contains contaminants including solids, nutrients, pathogens, and organic matter. At the core of wastewater treatment lies the biological process that utilizes different microorganisms to break down organic matter and reduce nutrients to acceptable levels. The biological process can be aerobic or anaerobic. Aerobic processes utilize oxygen to break down organic matter, while anaerobic processes are used to stabilize sludge or raw wastewater in the absence of oxygen. Aerobic processes are faster, produce less sludge, but expensive as they need a continuous supply of oxygen. In general, a wastewater treatment process includes primary treatment, bar screens to remove large debris, grit chamber to remove settleable solids, primary sedimentation to remove suspended solids, secondary treatment, aeration basin for microbial transformation of organics and nutrients, secondary sedimentation to remove excess microbial cells formed in the biological process. Tertiary treatment may include filtration, disinfection, and nutrient control. Sludge treatment and disposal. This lecture will discuss the different steps of wastewater treatment in some detail. It will provide an overview of recent developments in wastewater treatment, such as membrane bioreactors. It will also discuss sludge management processes and harvesting of useful resources from wastewater, such as reclaimed water, nutrients, and energy.